Real Sound One. Mission Christmas. In aid of Cash for Kids. Together, we can make a difference.
So it's gearing up to be the busiest Christmas shopping weekend yet, but not for everybody.
Now, in our area, poverty is real life for far too many people. Like, this is an oil-rich capital, the oil capital of Europe, actually. But what people don't realise is one in six children who live in the northeast live in poverty.
So thousands won't wake up with anything this Christmas morning, and that's why we've launched Mission Christmas in the studio this morning. Now, you're going to recognise the voice and certainly the name. I think you've got the best name ever, by the way. Her first name is Hope. Her surname is Webb, by the way.
Morning, how are you doing?
Very good. Now, Hope, of course, works on North Sound One News. And we've also got, from our Cash for Kids charity as well, we've got Emma Kim. Morning, Emma.
Morning.
So, Hope, you've spent a lot of time this week with Emma going out to meet the people in our community who are living in poverty, right?
Yeah, I did all this week and before. I've been out to meet families who are, well, really the ones that we're helping out, the ones who are really struggling. And people, you know, don't always pay attention to them, but we went out to meet them. And actually yesterday we met a woman who was very lovely and told us our story, and it's quite heartbreaking. But this is what Christmas is all about, helping people like this.
I've got a family of four and my partner. My partner, it does work. We are a working family. My partner works for minimum wage. It's payday now, right, so we go. By the time we pay the rent and the council talks and that, the most important is our rent. We have to pay that or we'll get evicted. If the children need shoes or stuff, things like that do get really tricky. We have to skimp on money from somewhere. We can't skimp from the council. You're lucky if we're left with £20 a week. Me and my partner, we'll live on noodles just to make sure the children have got food in their bellies.
And is it tough doing that, or do you kind of just get on? Obviously you seem like a strong person. How do you find, you know, every month?
It's every week. We do it every week. It's a struggle, but you've got to get on with it. You can't for 1 minute let the children see that you're struggling, because that's no fair on them. They need to be quite secure in their surroundings. They think we love noodles. Like egg noodles from the Chinese, they actually think we love them, but it's like £2 for a bag, and that'll do me and my partner like maybe 3 or 4 dinners, but it fills us up. So if it fills us up and the burns are getting, it doesn't really matter.
So is this year particularly hard compared to other years, or?
Yeah, this year's more harder this year than it has been any other year.
Do you have a plan of what you're going to do to get them some presents?
We will manage to get them something, because I'll get a loan, so that's put me into more debt coming into next year. But I kind of know that I have to do it, because could you wake up Christmas morning with your kiddies having nothing? One of them's 16, my wee boy's 10, my wee girl's 6, and then my baby's 2. They're used to it. They've had to live like this for years. So you just get on with it. They just accept it. I do try and get them the one thing they want, but they get told that if I can't afford it, can't afford it.
And do you know what they want for Christmas this year?
My wee boy, he wants... I haven't got a clue, actually, what he wants, because he keeps changing his mind. My wee girl wants a bike, and the baby, it's just going to be little knick-knacks that it won't really matter the cost to them, because she doesn't understand. But the other ones obviously understand that the cost. So you just tell them that that's that much money, and I don't think Santa can afford that much.
Hi, I'm Emma from North Sound Cash for Kids. I know that you explained earlier that because your family is a working family, that you don't think that you're eligible for any sort of support. But I've come along to tell you today that North Sound Cash for Kids want to support you and your family this Christmas, and we're going to make sure that your four children all get a sack from Santa this Christmas morning.
Thank you. You just made me cry. It's a relief that somebody's actually said, yeah, there's somebody here to help. Thank you.
Isn't that shocking?
It's really amazing that Cash for Kids can actually help people like that. I mean, you can tell how much that woman really appreciated it, and this is what it's all about, right?
So it really makes you think we really need to help. Emma, what is it that we can do to help them?
The ask is really simple from North Sound Cash for Kids. When you're out and about shopping this weekend, buy an extra toy or a gift for a child this Christmas, because our mission is to make sure that children in our communities do not go without this Christmas morning.
So thank you to everybody so far. If you've helped us out with the Mission Christmas and you've bought a present, you've done your bit, you've done amazing, but we really could do with more help. And I think this weekend we should really go for it.
Let's go for it this weekend. Let's make sure that kids in the northeast of Scotland all get something for Christmas this year. It's today's just shown us how important that really is, right?
Now, if you're out and about and you're shopping, buy an extra gift. And if you don't know where to take them to, get onto our website. We've got all the details there. You'll see all the drop-off points. It's northsend1.com/missionchristmas.